Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's Monday, April 6, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. And joining us in the second hour will be Paul Joseph Watson talking about the amazing breaking story. Again, we've had many times where the media has been caught in really huge lies. We saw that happen with the NBC anchor. Now we're seeing this happening with the Rolling Stones about rape at the university. So we're going to break that down in the second hour and talk about that. But of course, really breathing down all of our necks is the police state. Nothing we do seems to have any effect in terms of what we look at. And we're going to look at what happened in Kenya in light of that, as well as another example of Christian persecution and the media's silence on that. We have an article on Infowars.com. The post, Pope spoke out an Easter message, said that the world is complicit in silence on what happened in Kenya. Because quite obviously, that was strictly religiously based. That was Islamist terrorists that were attacking Christian students, specifically looking for Christian students. So we're going to talk about that. And you need to understand, as I noted on here, you're not going to get any sympathy or protection from the government or from the press or from the world. You need to be able to protect yourself, especially if you're a hated minority. And of course, Christians have become a hated minority throughout the world. We're seeing more and more of that. So you need to be able to protect yourself, and nothing illustrates that better than what happened in Kenya. So we're going to talk about that. Why did this go on for 7 hours before the government got any troops there? Is the answer to have even more police, more troops? I don't think so. Having more men with guns ruling over you does not make you any more free, doesn't make you any more secure. We haven't learned that lesson in America. Maybe from a distance we can get some insights into this if we look at the Kenya situation as well. Of course, there's an election coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about that. That's in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel is facing a runoff. Everybody was pretty surprised that he was going to be facing a runoff. This is a Cook County Commissioner, Jesus Chuy Garcia, is giving him a run for his money. And guess what? One of the key issues is there. Red light cameras. Now, that may sound like something that's kind of a side issue, but as one of the persons who's very angry about this, hopping mad about this, he's gotten more than, this one individual says he's gotten more than $1,000 in red light camera tickets in Chicago. And Chicago is used more heavily than anywhere else in the country, but of course, it's Chicago, and of course, it's policing for profit. And whenever you've got either one of those two things, you've also got corruption. And that's also a part of the story there. We have a story that's also breaking on Infowars.com. Bloody nanny state. School bans running on the playground. How many ways are they going to come after us and our children to make sure that we lock them in the house and never let them get outside? Playing outside, playing in a playground, walking home from just a short distance. I mean, come on. I grew up not that long ago, and I was able to play outside all that. We used to have people that had large bells to call their kids home in the suburbs because it was dinner time. Otherwise, the kids would be out playing freely. But, of course, we can't have that today. We have to be so afraid of everything. And the government uses that fear to ratchet down the police state. As I said, we're going to talk about the amazing death toll, not only in Kenya, but in America. We've had 100 people killed by the cops in March. That's up from January and February. We had 176, I think it was, over those 2 months. And then in March, it goes up to 100 in just 1 month. And of course, that's more than the UK has had over a very long period of time. We're going to break down the statistics for that and tell you what's behind it. Every day, we see these stories. and nothing seems to have any effect. Whether it's the NSA spying or whether it's police brutality that's out of control, we can keep telling you these stories, but it's like Reagan's Teflon presidency. No matter how many scandals came out with Iran-Contra or the crack cocaine epidemic, nothing they could throw at him would stick. And apparently, the police state has gotten that way as well. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up and go on the loose. Siren in my head.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This Monday, April 6, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the second hour. We're going to talk about the journalistic issues that have been brought up, the integrity issues that have been brought up with this story on Rolling Stones magazine about the fake rape situation there. Of course, we also have a story that we'll talk to him about on Infowars.com. Top cop says insulting someone on Facebook can get you arrested. There you go. They're watching everything you do. And just to drive it home, there's another story on Infowars.com. Bloody nanny state, they say. This is in the UK. Parents had their kids sent home, and the parents were warned that their kids are running on the playground. Can't have kids running on a playground. As a matter of fact, we don't need the kids in the playground at all. We just need to set them in front of a television set and pacify them so they'll be ready to be hooked up to the Matrix, and they can just sit there and generate heat, I guess. Soylent Green, whatever, kind of Soylent Green kind of form of electricity. Anyway,
from this story in the UK. She says, my son came home on Friday and they banned running on the playground. I thought I was going to react too much too quickly because kids sometimes get it wrong. But she says that what they told them was, well, you know, at first you'd really just need to kind of slow this down. Then she says you should talk to them longer. It transpired that they had banned running altogether. They're not allowed to play British Bulldog, whatever that is. They're not allowed to play football. And, of course, the school says, we are concerned for the safety of the children. We need to stop this particular game until we can establish a safer way for them to play. Some way that does not involve running, because running is just too dangerous in the 21st century. We all need to be pacified. We all need to be afraid of our shadows. We need to be afraid. We can't have automobiles. We can't have guns. We can't have running. We can't have our children outside. We can't have them playing in a playground. And if you don't buy into the nanny state, we've got a police state we're going to shove down your throat. And I guess that's one of the things. I look at the situation in Kenya, where 148 people were killed. 79 were initially wounded. There was 147 that were killed. I guess maybe now it's 148, 78. One of those people has died after that last tally. In the Easter message, the Pope said that there is a complicit silence in this attack because it was focused on Christians. They went in and they deliberately singled out Christians, this group, Al-Shabaab. And, of course, that's true. And we need to understand that we're not going to get sympathy from the press. We're not going to get sympathy from the government. We're not going to get protection from the government. Something that underscores that is the Daily Mail. As they said, the government came back, responded to the fact that it took them 7 hours to arrive at the scene. Interestingly enough, they point out of the bullet points of Daily Mail at the top here, said journalists arrived at the university before the troops did, and the troops flew in by air. So the journalists can get there before the army can get there. That's a great response time, 7 hours. But, of course, they defended themselves by using a football analogy, and they said, well, you know, football meaning soccer to Americans. They say, you know, whenever you're fighting terrorism, it's kind of like being a goalie. They only remember the ones that you missed. Well, they missed this one by a mile. And it was the same group, same country, Al-Shabaab in Kenya, that had previously killed, it was, I think, 67 people in a mall, something like that. And as Alex, when he talked about it last week, he pointed out, because there was one guy with a gun who was a foreign national there, he stopped that earlier than it would have. And, of course, that went on for several days, that siege. This went on for several hours, and it was only, they got four guys. I think they're looking for another five suspects, so I don't know, maybe 4 to 9 people that could kill that many people, injure that many people in that amount of time, because nobody there has any weapons to defend themselves. That is one of the key things, and of course, we've had the fellow from Interpol pointed that out with the first attack in Kenya. He said this wouldn't happen in Texas, where people are armed. It wouldn't go this long. It wouldn't have gone for days, or it wouldn't have gone for 7 hours without somebody being able to defend themselves. When you read the accounts of this, you had people said, we didn't know where to go. We were afraid. We had to run. Some of them ran at the gunman, not knowing it, had to run past the gunman to get out of there. They were rounding Christians up, killing them. So what are we going to do? Are we going to just depend on the government to take care of us? Are we going to look, as Kenya did, to hiring more police who will protect us? That's not the way it works out in the United States. It certainly doesn't. We see that just in this election that's coming up tomorrow that I mentioned in the last break, there's a election in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel has been forced into a runoff. Nobody expected to see that coming. But people are pretty fed up with the corruption in Chicago, with a lot of things in Chicago. And one of the things that they're most fed up with are the red light cameras. This is an article from USA Today. Red light cameras create red hot furor in Chicago. They say Chicago has the most expansive use of red light cameras in the country, and the public is furious. They said nearly 3 out of 4 Chicagoans want Emanuel to eliminate or reduce the use of these red light cameras. And, of course, his opponent is quick to pick up on this. It's a Cook County commissioner, Jesus Chuy Garcia, who is in the runoff with him, and he calls it the red light ripoff, and it is a ripoff. He's made the issue a central part of his campaign to get elected. That's great. I wish we could get people who would stand up and take down some of these things that are being used to oppress us everywhere. And that's the way the police are being used. Not just in Chicago. I mean, they're not even using police for this. What this illustrates is that time and again, when they come after us and they say they're doing this for our safety, whether it's banning kids on the playground or whether it's putting red light cameras to harass people to fine them, it's not about safety. It's about their power and it's about their revenue. We saw this happen in New York. Eric Garner, and I think we need to spend time talking about the real cases like Eric Garner or the homeless people who are killed by the police, not the Michael Brown case, as we pointed out. That case was ambiguous at best to begin with. It was infuriating, I think, to the people that they would leave his body in the street for many, many hours. I think that's really the source of the anger. But the actual event was pretty ambiguous. And as they looked at it, it looked like there was a struggle for the gun. It looked like he was going back to the officer. We don't need to try to focus on that issue. There's plenty of issues out there where there is unrestrained, unjustified, clearly unjustified, no question about it, attacks on individuals, homeless people, or in the case of Eric Garner, a man who was simply accused of not having paid a tax. And he didn't believe that was the case that day. What he said was that he wasn't doing that today. You're just busting me again. And got into a verbal argument with them, and they killed him for that. And when the mayor did not stand behind the police on that, because that all boiled down to petty revenue concerns. When they didn't stand on that, the police did a strike. They said, we're not going to arrest or fine people unless it's absolutely necessary. And guess what? They admitted by their own actions that 95% of what they did was not necessary. It was just to get revenue. And that's what we see happening in Chicago. And it's not only that, but of course, it's always about the money. And this red light camera situation also involves a bribery scandal involving top city transportation officials and executives from the city's former red light camera vendor. That's from USA Today. One of the residents, Mark Wallace, says it's been exposed for what it really is. And he's been hit with more than $1,000 in red light camera tickets. He says it's nothing more than a way for the city of Chicago to create a slush fund that brings in a lot of revenue. Well, red light cameras are just one way they do that. Of course, the big way that they do it is with civil asset forfeiture. They justified this back in the beginnings of the war on drugs, back in the 1970s, saying they're going to go after organized crime. So we need to have RICO statutes that allow us to confiscate property before we've convicted anybody. Because, you know, these guys who are in organized crime, they've got so much money, they've got such great lawyers, we can't get a conviction. The only way we're going to convict these guys, and we know they're all guilty, is to take all their money first. And then when they've got a public defender, we can throw them in jail. People said, fine, sure, yeah, let's get these guys in organized crime. Let's get these terrorists. Let's get these drug dealers. Well, when you allow them to break the important fundamental principle that you don't confiscate property from people unless and until you have convicted them, once that's gone, there is no such thing as private property rights anymore in America. And we're going to talk about that in detail. Rand Paul looks like he's going to announce his candidacy tomorrow. He had a great speech at, I think it was Bowie State University, predominantly black university. It was covered on C-SPAN, and he had some great things to say about civil asset forfeiture. And, of course, Rand Paul has also been moving towards the warmongering faction of the GOP. Troubles many of us who are very happy with what he said as a libertarian. I don't think you can make peace with these warmongers. I don't think that they're going to necessarily fall for that. I hope he hasn't changed. But he has a lot of things that he has brought to the discussion and the national discussion that are very, very important. So we're going to talk about civil asset forfeiture because it's more than just the presidential race. This is something that is being fought at the state level. There's more than 20 states that have bills before them to stop civil asset forfeiture. And you need to understand what's behind that, how corrupt that is. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to continue on with some news here before we get to that. We've got an Indianapolis gun store that is suing the ATF for keeping recovered firearms. This is a guy in Indianapolis This is a handwritten complaint from a guy. He doesn't have a lot of money. He's also launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise $10,000 so he can fight this in court. But here's what happened. Andrew Hall, owner of Pro Fire Arms and Supplies, says that the BATF will not return the firearms that they took from a robbery suspect. This is a guy who specializes in machine guns and silencers and ammunition. He was robbed, and they got the merchandise from the guy who robbed him. They refused to give it back, and they're not even charging that guy for the theft because they're the thieves. And we're going to talk about civil asset forfeiture when we come back. Stay with us.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the second hour. One of the stories that he's got up on InfoWars is a top cop says that insulting someone on Facebook, you can get arrested. Now, this is the top cop is the person who is head of the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police. And this is the second time we've seen something like this in Virginia. This is a 26-year-old Kristen Holmes got into a Facebook argument with someone who didn't know who she was, as mistaken identity. So she posted an image of herself pointing a gun at the camera along with the words, "I'll post a few actual pics of me so you know the difference when you come to find me." Now, she says it wasn't a threat. She says it was just a funny picture. She said, what happened to freedom of speech? Well, I'll tell you what happened to freedom of speech. We have a nanny state, and they did not back down. Now, they're looking at putting her in jail up to 1 year in prison and or a $2,500 fine, a class one misdemeanor, they said. I'm not sure what the crime is. I don't see here. But nevertheless, it's a class one misdemeanor. The top cop at the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police says free speech doesn't say you have the right to insult somebody. Wow. You can't insult people on Facebook or YouTube. There's going to be a lot of people going to jail. We might be able to fill the jails up even faster than we do with the war on drugs. Hey, I think they found a new way to push the prison industrial complex. Of course, they point out the other time this happened was something like this. It was very egregious, even more so. Was in 2012, we had Brandon Robb, if you remember. He was an Iraq-Afghanistan vet, and he was posting on Facebook stories that questioned, he was questioning the official story of 9/11 and talking about corruption in the U.S. government. They might have been talking about how the FBI is running all of these terrorist attacks, pretty much. Either they know that they're going to happen, allow them to happen, or in many cases, as Judge Napolitano has pointed out, they will actually facilitate it. They'll find some patsy. They'll move with them, train them, give them transportation if they don't have it. We just saw that happen. Everything that they need in order to carry out a terrorist attack so they can stop it at the last minute and portray themselves as heroes. So he said the FBI was terrorist in nature. What they did was they picked him up and put him in a psychiatric ward because he said that on Facebook. Now, as I pointed out earlier, we have this story that's up on InfoWars.com. Truly amazing story. The nanny state in England where you've got schools banning running on the playground. Can't play football, can't do any of this stuff because, you know, running is really, really dangerous. And as I said, what they really want to do is just lock our kids down and keep them inside. And, you know, that's none of us get outside enough. And that's one of the things when I looked at this is like, man, I used to be able to go anywhere I wanted to after school. I would have like 3 or 4 hours. I could ride my bike, do anything I wanted to when I was a kid. Not today. Not today. You're going to go sit inside and watch television or maybe get on Facebook so they can start building a dossier on you and start profiling you socially to see if you are a threat to the government. It's also a very unhealthy thing. If you don't get any sunlight, and of course, one of the products that we've just come out with is Winter Sun Vitamin D3. It's a nutraceutical quality vitamin D3. It's not the synthetic D2 that you see all the time. And of course, with this, it's a pretty high dose that you get with 10 drops. You get 2,000 international units with each one of these, with each dosage. It's a bioavailable form of D3 from nutrient-dense lichen. It's not synthetic. And again, that's available at InfoWarsLife.com. It's InfoWarsLife.com, one of the products that we sell there. Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Because even though the winter is over, most people are not getting outside in the sun. And that's one of the things that you need to produce that essential vitamin. Now, they're getting a lot of sun, however, in California. Governor Gary Brown is now telling Californians that they're going to be heavily fined if they take long showers. You know, California already reeks of socialism, as my son Lance said when he saw this, and I think it's going to get a lot worse. Yet another thing that they can come after people for. And interestingly enough, of course, it's not just the socialists, and yes, they do have a water problem there, and there's a lot of things we could talk about that's behind that. I don't think that it is evidence of global warming, as Jerry Brown is trying to make the case for that. We've seen, if you just want to objectively look at the temperatures, and not do it from airport tarmacs, but do it from a satellite, you will see that their models are not working. Their models are not The increases in CO2 are not producing the kinds of increases in temperature that they said that we would see. That is not happening. Nevertheless, they're going to find some way to get money out of people. When we come back, I want to spend some time talking about civil asset forfeiture. And I'm going to play some clips of what Rand Paul had to say about this, because he really hits the nail on the head. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next hour, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. I was just talking about the last segment. He's got an article up about a cop in Virginia, actually the head of the Fraternal Order of Police in Virginia, saying, hey, yeah, we can arrest you if we don't like what you post on Facebook. We had an article earlier this weekend. Feinstein demands internet censorship after the FBI uncovers its own bomb plot. And just as I said, they locked up Brandon Robb in 2012 because they said that he had referred to the FBI as a terrorist organization. Of course, they have been involved and virtually every terrorist threat that has happened here, either running it or letting it run so that they can make themselves heroes. Now they're doing it in terms of finding some literature and arresting somebody there. As Kit Daniels points out, after the FBI uncovered another one of its self-orchestrated terror plots leading to the arrest of two women, Senator Feinstein demanded online censorship of extremist literature. Well, right now, the way they're defining that is the Anarchist Cookbook, which has been around for a very long time, as well as a publication from Al-Qaeda. And as people are pointing out, this is what you have in China. But, of course, our government wants what the Chinese people have. It was George Bush that said, well, you know, I wish, wish we could do things like we do in China. That's easy, you know, when you can just throw people in jail. They point out, and this is a quote from the dean of journalism at the University of Maryland, Lucy Dalgleish. She says that this is a blatant violation of the First Amendment to demand that they're going to take these things down. As a person with TechDirt wrote, Mike Masnick said, the Anarchist Cookbook is very much protected by the First Amendment, whether you like it or not. While the book is banned in other countries who don't have the equivalent of the First Amendment, it is perfectly legal in the U.S. But, of course, we only get to keep our rights if we understand what those rights are, if we understand how they're being taken away. Many people just refuse to believe that our government could do the kinds of things that it's doing. One of those stories is something I saw on WorldNet Daily about a female attorney who was strapped up in court. Listen to this story. This is a divorce lawyer. She was detained, a lawyer, who was detained and forced to represent her client, restrained in a wheelchair and tortured with sexual humiliation, sleep deprivation, sensory deprivation, without being charged. This is a new civil rights lawsuit. This is in Minnesota. Now, the interesting thing about this is that she had asked the judge in this divorce case to recuse himself, and he refused to do that. That apparently created some kind of a conflict to them. But this is what I thought was interesting, beyond the details of the case. When she talked to the lawyers, she got a couple of lawyers who are representing her. One of them is Nathan Bush, and he said that the claim was so extreme that initially he didn't believe her. See, that's the problem. The tyranny, the abuse of justice, whether it's by the police or whether it's by our judges, is so over the top, has gotten so bad so quickly, people simply refuse to believe that it's an issue. And that's the key thing we're going to talk about with civil asset forfeiture. Most of you won't believe that this could really happen in America. But going back to this case, he says, this is the first time I'd heard of such a case like this, that her attorney. This is the United States. Things like this don't happen here. But then he goes on to say, she's not lying. The woman is telling the truth. Yeah, unfortunately, she is. And unfortunately, this is the kind of country that we're starting to live in. Now, I want to talk to you about what's going on in the war on private property, especially because some of the people who are pushing this the hardest are the ones who ought to know better, Republicans. Now, the Republican base understands and values property rights as much as anything, perhaps more than they value many other rights. We all understand that. They're all about property rights. Not so much the Republicans at the top, though. And they are using the war on drugs, and they're using other things like terrorism, whatever. They're using these things and using the conflict that these mainstream Republicans, these grassroots Republicans have, this conflict that they have between supporting law enforcement reflexively, saluting it no matter what it does, no matter how abusive it is, and yet taking away their property rights at the same time. See, I don't use drugs. I've never used drugs. I got into this war on drugs thing. It made me angry about it because I could see what was happening 20 years ago with property. I could see what was happening with the abuse and the destruction of the justice system. I could see that they were sending people to jail, ruining their lives, and then sending me the bill to pay to keep them incarcerated. So long before I got involved with, had any compassion for the people as a Republican in the early days, I was still concerned about the money that was being wasted. So maybe this will appeal to you from that standpoint, okay? And then maybe you can get some compassion for what the people are going through. Maybe you can understand that this is headed your way as well. Just as Pastor Martin Niemöller said about what was going on in Nazi Germany. First they came for that group. I did nothing because I wasn't a part of that group. And then another, and I wasn't a part of those groups. Then they came for me, and there was no one to help me because I hadn't helped anyone when they were coming after them. Now, here's the issue in a nutshell. This is something that's put up by the Institute of Justice, and of course the Institute of Justice and the ACLU on the right and on the left. We've got groups that understand how fundamentally destructive civil asset forfeiture is. They've come out talking about this. So you've got people on both the left and the right. Let me break this down for you. They point out here, just in talking about Philadelphia, it just is one case. They say the most terrifying place in Philadelphia is courtroom 478 in City Hall. This is where property owners enter Philadelphia's civil forfeiture machine. It's a little-known legal device that allows law enforcement officials to take your property, sell it, and pocket the proceeds, even if you've done nothing wrong. And to give you an example, they have what their take has been in Philadelphia from 2002 to 2010, 10 years. $64 million in forfeiture, about $6 million, $6.5 million a year. They say the district attorney's office used over $25 million of that $64 million to pay salaries. See, there's a conflict, a basic conflict of interest. And I want you to hear what Rand Paul said when he talked to Bowie State University and started explaining to them civil asset forfeiture. Here's a clip from that.
One of the laws that bothers me the most is something called civil forfeiture. Civil forfeiture is where the government can take your stuff, whether they've convicted you of a crime or not. I think this turns justice on its head. So I think that most of our judicial system, for most of who believe in it, is that you're innocent until proven guilty. Civil forfeiture does the opposite.
What a novel idea, using the Constitution.
And if there's one thing I can change, I want to reinforce that in our judicial system, you are innocent until proven guilty. The problem is that with civil forfeiture, it's the opposite. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Christos Sorvelos is a family in Philadelphia. Their teenage son sold $40 worth of illegal drugs off the back porch. The government took their house, evicted them, and barricaded them. And I was like, how are we making anything better when we take the house? Maybe the house is a stabilizing force in the family. Maybe it's grandma's house and the kid's 15 years old. Why would we take grandma's house? Why would we take the family's house based on not even a conviction, on an accusation of the child who doesn't own the house? It's way out of control. And it's happening in various venues. But if you look at it, the Washington Post has done a great series on this over the last 6 months or so. It's predominantly African American. It's predominantly Hispanic. Or if you want to see one common denominator, it's predominantly people who live in poverty. It's unfair and it ought to stop. I think we can stop it. This is something that the president and I completely agree on. So we have legislation that would change it. Changes the presumption. It says that you will be innocent until they prove you guilty, and they cannot take your stuff unless you've been proven guilty. Give you an example of some of the things in civil forfeiture that we've had problem with. In civil forfeiture, they took a $1.5 million motel in New Jersey. Why? Because about 10 people had stayed there over 14 years who had been caught selling drugs. 10 people out of 200,000 people, and they took the hotel. When they look at it, there's a program where the people who take your stuff get to keep it, and they get to keep the proceeds. So there's a perverse incentive for the government to want to take your stuff. Interestingly, about the same amount of people were caught for drugs in other hotels in the same area, but they didn't take them because they had liens against the hotel. This hotel happened to be paid for. So the government actually looks for things that they can confiscate that are already paid for.
Very important to understand the profit motive in this. Just as they pointed out in Philadelphia, they're paying about $25 million towards the district attorney's staff salary out of what they have stolen. And so there's a lot of efforts to try to push back against this. Now, Rand Paul has worked with some Democrats in terms of trying to stop this. Understand that this is a violation of pretty much every one of the Bill of Rights. It really is. It doesn't violate the First Amendment. It doesn't violate the Second Amendment. And it doesn't have anything to do with quartering troops. But if you go through the rest of the amendments in terms of search and seizure, in terms of excessive fines, in terms of due process, in terms of having a trial by jury, in terms of rights that are reserved to the people that are not turned over to the state, it's pretty much 4 through 10 that they violate with civil asset forfeiture. So there's a push that is being led essentially by Rand Paul and a couple of others to try to say we're going to establish this novel idea for the 21st century, one that we understood for the last 600, 700, 800 years, the idea of innocent until proven guilty, the idea that you have a day in court, the idea that you don't have your property taken unless you are found guilty, the idea that you're not going to be hit with disproportionately high penalties. And then, of course, the idea that the government itself can't act as robbers. Now, that particular case he's talking about, that involved the Carmen Ortiz, who's the federal district attorney in that area, New Jersey, Massachusetts. So she was also involved in the Aaron Schwartz case. And between that and that case at the hotel where they took that hotel, tried to take that hotel, because over 15 years, 14 people had been involved in drug arrests there. They said, and everybody knows, and this is how it works, there was nothing that involved anybody that had an ownership in the hotel. And they singled out that hotel, as Rand Paul pointed out, because it was owned free and clear. This is simply the government going through and looking for property that they can steal. It's going to stop. And it's going to stop, though, I think, at the state level. Because when you look at what's going on with the feds, other than Rand Paul and a couple of other people, they're all down with this. They like this a lot. This gives them a lot of power, a lot of money. The federal attorneys like it. The congressmen and the senators, for the most part, like it. And we're going to find out that the governors, for the most part, like it as well. New Mexico, we've got both parties. I mentioned that the ACLU, as well as the Institute of Justice, left and right, legal representation, they both understand how fundamentally destructive this is of our rights, and they've come out against it. We have the same thing happening in New Mexico. Look at this. The New Mexico legislature unanimously passed a landmark bill to limit civil asset forfeiture. Now, understand that in New Mexico, I think it's, I don't remember if it's the Senate or the House. One of them is predominantly Democrat. The other one is predominantly Republican. But they both said unanimously they want to get rid of civil asset forfeiture. And they're going to do things like make sure that you've got to have a criminal conviction before property could be forfeited. Once the conviction is won, the state would have to prove that the property is directly traceable to and instrumental in committing the crime. You're not going to be able to just charge the Learjet with having transported somebody who was doing a drug deal, or charge the hotel because somebody was there doing a drug deal, and not charge the owner of the hotel, not charge the owner of the plane. They would have to prove by clear and convincing evidence that an owner had actual knowledge that the property was going to be used to commit the crime. And they would also make sure that when there was actually a forfeiture after a conviction, after they go through a due process, that money would not be turned over to the cops. It would not incentivize them to steal people's money. It would not be turned over to the local district attorney. No, it would go to the state general fund. So you would take out that conflict of interest. And, of course, they're not the only state. New Mexico isn't. We've had Minnesota passed a forfeiture law last year. Maryland House of Delegates voted to do the same. We have 20 states that are looking at it this year. Now, here's the situation in New Mexico. As I pointed out, Democrats and Republicans unanimously in the legislature said, we want to stop this. We want to get back to living in a country where we have a rule of law instead of theft by law enforcement. But the governor there, the Republican governor, Susana Martinez, has been sitting on this now for a couple of weeks. As FreedomWorks points out, the window to protect the private property in New Mexico is rapidly closing. It's been 2 weeks since they did this bill. By April the 9th, which is this week, it's, Thursday? I think it's Thursday. If she doesn't sign this bill or veto it by the 9th, she'll get a pocket veto. It'll just automatically be vetoed on April the 10th. Now, to understand where this is coming from, we need to understand that her chief of staff, who really didn't have anything to say about it, is a former prosecutor, as is the governor of Wyoming, who vetoed a similar bill that was passed by the legislature there to stop asset forfeiture. He is a former federal attorney for the area. So this is a guy who was a Fed. And let me also point out that these guys who are governors, these Republican governors who want to continue this lawlessness, who want to continue to stand behind destruction of private property rights. And let me tell you, there is nothing that is more destructive of private property rights than if the police can, with any pretext, come and confiscate your property. As Rand Paul pointed out, you had a guy, a kid, teenage kid, selling drugs to an undercover agent on the back porch of their house, a $40 drug deal. For that, they took the parents home. Not pretending that the parents had any knowledge of this or that they had any involvement in this whatsoever. Not getting a conviction, just taking their home. But, of course, it's been worse than that. In some cases, they've confiscated cars because a teenage son was in a car with a bunch of other teenagers and they found a joint on one of the other teenagers. Take the entire car. See, that's the kind of jeopardy you're going to live in if you allow them to do this. And most of the justification is on the war of drugs, but not entirely. This is what the governor, the Republican governor who vetoed it in Wyoming, said, the former federal prosecutor. He says, I think civil asset forfeiture is a legitimate tool to help in the areas not limited to, but particularly with drug crime. See, they use the war on drugs to destroy our legal system, but it is not limited to that. They're going to branch it out as they have all of this stuff. So it's not limited to that area. And it was really pretty amazing what he had to say about this. He said, those who speak out against civil forfeiture, this is a Wyoming governor, Governor Mead, a Republican. He said, those who speak out against civil forfeiture have combed Wyoming's forfeiture files, have analyzed many hundreds of cases, but they haven't found one egregious case or an abuse of individual rights in a 40-year history. Well, as Rand Paul also said at Bowie State, when he talked about Obama using the indefinite detention, he says, I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm just saying we don't want to have a system of government that requires a good person to run it. And that's what we have with this criminal act. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined with Paul Joseph Watson in the next hour. Before we get back to the news, and I want to let you know where the fight against civil asset forfeiture is in the states, because I think that's where it's going to be won. Before I get to that, I just want to let you know that we now have Supermail formula back in stock, Supermail Vitality. It's a new formulation. It contains a new key ingredient, fulvic acid. That's to enhance the formula's ability to work in the body, to make it more bioavailable. And it uses advanced new processing technique that Dr. Group's been working on since the initial testing of Supermail Vitality nearly 5 years ago. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the new Supermail Vitality, new formulation, and it is back in stock. Now, as I was pointing out in the last segment, we have a civil asset forfeiture law, very strong law, in New Mexico, passed unanimously by both the House and the Senate. By both Democrats and Republicans. One is controlled by one party, the other one is controlled by another party. But the Republican governor, Susana Martinez, looks like she's going to exercise a pocket veto on this. Hopefully they can override that. And so you need to, if you live in New Mexico, do something about it. But there are 20 states where this is in play. And you need to be aware of what's going on. This attacks all of our fundamental liberties, not just our private property rights. It attacks our right to due process. If they can do it with this, they can do it with anything. And of course, they are doing it across the board because we didn't stop them in this insane war on drugs way back. And I want to read you what Governor Meade said when he vetoed the Wyoming legislature's reform of civil asset forfeiture, essentially reestablishing our constitutional rights to due process. He said, civil asset forfeiture is important and it is a right. He said the government has a right to take your property without you being convicted of a crime, without you even being charged with a crime, and there is no limit to how much they can take. Just like we pointed out, they want to take the family's home because the son made a $40 drug deal on the back porch. That's a violation of having a proportional, excessive fines and penalties and punishments. So you need to understand that this Republican governor, and governors, just like, I think it highlights what's going on, why we can't really put all of our hope on getting things fixed in Washington. I actually put no hope on getting things fixed in Washington. I think the place has become a cesspool. I think it's corrupt. And I think evidence of it is the fact that you can have somebody who is a former federal attorney with regional responsibilities become a Republican governor and say something like this. It's civil asset forfeiture. The law enforcement taking your property without charging you with anything, without convicting you of anything, is a right. And it's very important for them because he says crime should not pay. And that's why we're trying to stop civil asset forfeiture, because crime does pay. It pays for the government to steal your property. They get away with it. They get to keep it for their own personal use. They violate every one of the Bill of Rights except for the first three in this process. This guy ought to be impeached. He ought to be disbarred. He's disqualified for being a governor. And I tell you what, any of these people who do it, and you've got 50 governors. This is a more elite club than being a senator. You've got 100 senators. You've got 50 governors. These people are thoroughly co-opted. If they play the cards right, they can become a senator. They can hang out for life profiting from graft and corruption in this cesspool we call Washington, D.C. But we've got some good people at the state level. One of them in Texas, we've got David Simpson, who is always, always there. This is a guy, David Simpson, from Longview, Texas, Republican. He's the guy who fought two times to stop the TSA. He's the guy, we just talked to him a couple of weeks ago, because he wants to remove marijuana from the Texas statutes completely. And now he's back trying to stop the government from stealing your property without convicting you of anything. What a novel idea. What if we actually had a government that followed the law? That's a novel idea, isn't it? What if they actually followed the Constitution that they take an oath to? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3100.